nation and kingdom against kingdom, there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, and then shall the end come.
Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
Here's today's prophecy update. The Bible commands Jews to visit their temple in Jerusalem three times each year. A high-speed train is now being built from Israel's Ben-Gurion Airport to the Temple Mount to facilitate these visits by millions of Jews. Israel's temple is not yet built, but it soon will be, according to the prophecies of the Bible. We'll show the prophecies on today's edition of End of the Age. To invite you to join us on our 2017 Fall End Time Prophecy Tour. Coming up October 31st through November the 11th of 2017. Start making your plans right now. We're going to have a wonderful time together. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of those wow moments. You don't want to miss this. The title of the article, All Aboard the Temple Mount Express. Massive government infrastructure underway to bring millions of worshipers to the temple. The article is by Mr. Joshua Wander, and it was published the 27th of June, 2017. Okay, this comes from Breaking Israel News. The scripture says, thou shalt also be a crown of beauty in the hand of Hashem, and a royal diadem in the open hand of thy God. That's Isaiah 62:3 in the Israel Bible. Here's what the article has to say. For the first time in approximately 2,000 years. Now think about that. We're not talking about some small, insignificant event. We're talking about for the first time in 2,000 years since the time of the Second Temple. Plans are being formed by the Israeli government to build an effective infrastructure for Jews to make their obligatory pilgrimage to the temple in Jerusalem. God commands in the Bible that all Jews make their way to the temple three times a year. Now, think about this. When you talk about from all over the world, the Bible does. It says three times each year, you shall come up to the house of the Lord. The article goes on to say, three times in a year shall all thy males appear before Hashem thy God in the place which he shall choose. On the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is also Passover, and on the Shavuot, normally known as, by Christians as the Feast of Pentecost, and on the Sukkot, which is the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before Hashem empty. That's Deuteronomy 16:16. The third temple will require a functional infrastructure that could facilitate the transportation of millions of Jews to Jerusalem during and after these festivals. Israel's Minister of Transportation, Yisrael Katz, has publicly stated that facilitating this was his intention when planning the line of the fast train currently under construction between the airport in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In a meeting with Temple Movement representatives in February, the minister explained, as a Cohen, now a Cohen is a Jew who is from the priestly descent, as a Cohen, I have a special connection to the holy site. In front of my eyes, I constantly see the words, prepare the way, prepare the way. Katz is planning on extending the line of the fast train to transport people from Ben-Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv to Jerusalem directly to the Western Wall. The final stop will be the Kotel, or the Western Wall, meaning the Temple Mount stop. Can you imagine? The last stop will be Temple Mount stop. You get on the train at the International Airport in Tel Aviv, the Ben-Gurion International Airport, come right down to the Temple Mount. Yaakov Haman, chairman of the Friends of the Temple organization, noted that the Ministry of Transportation's involvement was a necessary first step. Here's what he said. We expect millions of Jews coming to the Temple Mount even before the temple is built. So transportation is a potential bottleneck, Haman explained to Breaking Israel News. We need to open up more entrances to the Temple Mount since there is currently only one entrance available to the Jews. In a similar vein, Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barkat has recently announced plans to build a cable car system that will be capable of transporting thousands of people per hour to the area of the Western Wall and the Temple Mount. The Israeli government ministers just recently approved this plan during a cabinet meeting held inside the Western Wall tunnels. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to understand, I go to Israel twice a year. I've been through the Western Wall tunnels many, many times. Down inside there is one room where they believe the Sanhedrin met regularly. So here they are having this meeting, not at the Israeli Knesset across town, but they're right here inside the Western Wall tunnel making these decisions. The stated purpose of all of these plans is to modernize the capital city, making it easier for both residents and tourists to navigate its increasing traffic. But it is abundantly clear that all of these upgrades will soon be used for the purpose of allowing millions of Jews from around the globe to quickly and easily visit the temple and to fulfill their biblical obligations. Now, I want to make sure that we don't miss this. We're talking about a people with no temple for 2,000 years. They still don't have a temple, but they're preparing for the time very soon ahead when they will have a temple and millions of Jews per year will come there to fulfill what the scripture tells them they should do. They're planning this high-speed train. It's under construction right now. Now, I heard about this maybe a year or so ago. And I thought, wow, what a great thing that's going to be instead of having to get someone to drive all the way to Tel Aviv to pick me up. When I land in Israel, I can just jump the high-speed train and I'll be right downtown in Jerusalem very shortly. Well, I didn't comprehend the thinking behind this train. Of course it's needed because it's quite a little drive from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and there's a lot of traffic, whereas if you have the high-speed train, it's a nonstop. Well, The article goes on to say, we need to establish express service bus transportation to the Temple Mount from all parts of the country, Haman said. The Temple Mount Express bus lines will have special blue and white bus stops, enabling Jews to regularly travel directly to the Temple Mount, pray, and return home. Since the modern state of Israel was created in 1948, and even to a greater extent, since the liberation and reunification of Jerusalem in 1967, building has been nonstop in the capital city. Nonetheless, all this progress is only the first step. Many new hotels will need to be built and upgraded. Roads will need to be widened and extended. Utilities will need to be improved and upgraded. And new methods of transportation will need to be implemented. What we are seeing is to prepare the way for Jews to go up to the Temple Mount, Haman said. Now, let's pause a moment. Right now, Jews, they can go up to the Temple Mount, but they're not allowed to pray there nor worship there. Furthermore, when a Jew goes up to the Temple Mount, he sees a sign from the chief rabbi of Israel, Jews should not come up here because you're presently in a state of ritual impurity. All of you have had contact with a dead body, and the Bible says if you go up to the sanctuary of the Lord in a state of impurity, that you are to be cut off from the people. You're to be excommunicated. Not all rabbis agree with the interpretation of the chief rabbi, however. Some of them say, oh, we can go up as long as we avoid where the temple actually stood, so that we would not be in the sanctuary. If we don't go up, the world's going to see no Jews and hundreds and thousands of Arabs, and they're going to assume we don't care about this place, when in fact, it is the most sacred place to Jews on earth. They claim it's the place where you will be closest to God ever. So that's the struggle that's going on right now. The article goes on to say, when the temple is built, the changes will be even greater. One of the principles of the final redemption is that it will come about through a series of processes that will seem to be no more than natural evolution. For those that have a better understanding and knowledge of these processes, it is clear that in order to accommodate the masses that will need to come to Jerusalem three times a year, a massive upgrade to the current Jerusalem infrastructure is required. I mean, as I sit here right now, I actually feel the presence of the Lord talking about all these preparations being made. Now, there's a lot more to it than this. Today, I have some exciting news to share with you. You can now become a magazine subscriber for life. You will receive first-class benefits that will include a lifetime membership to End Time Magazine, as well as an unlimited access to the digital version of the magazine. You will also receive 20% off of all future orders at endtime.com, well, at least till the rapture happens. Never worry about missing one important issue or forgetting to renew. You can rest assured when something happens in the news pertaining to Bible prophecy, you will be informed with the most recent cutting-edge material available. End Time Magazine has been the forefront of End Time Ministries since the beginning, and we would love to join with you in this first-ever opportunity of becoming a magazine subscriber for life. Join today by calling 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463, or go to endtime.com. Does the Bible prophesy this for the times just ahead? The fact is, yes, it does. One of the prophecies is found in Revelation chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. This is John, the writer of Revelation, speaking. He's caught away in the Spirit in heaven. And he says, and there was given me a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood saying, Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. Now, notice that. There's a temple, there's an altar, and there are worshipers there. Verse 2. But the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not. Why? For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. Okay, what's this all about? So I'm on the Temple Mount. I've got this measuring reed, and the voice says, measure the temple and those worshiping in the temple, but don't measure the outer court. Why? Because the outer court is not going to be under Jewish control. It's going to be under the control of Gentiles. And the time period will be 42 months. So we have 42 months in Revelation 11, verse number 2. We have 1,260 days in Revelation 11, verse number 3, but it's all referring to that final 3.5 years, the time we normally refer to as the Great Tribulation. Now, that's not the only prophecy we have. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse 3 and 4, written by the Apostle Paul himself. He was referring to the time of the second coming of Jesus. There were people that were preaching that the rapture was imminent. And the Apostle Paul knew that was not true. So he wrote to them, he said, I beseech you by the coming of our Lord and by our gathering together unto him, the rapture, that you be not soon shaken, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as though the day of Christ is at hand. That day won't come, except two things happen. Matter of fact, let me read it to you. This is verse 3 of 2 Thessalonians 2. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. What's that talking about? The Bible prophesies that there will be a very powerful world leader arise, and he will reach the height of his power during this final 3.5 year period. Here it calls him the man of sin or the son of perdition. In other places, he's referred to as the beast or as the Antichrist. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about this leader that will rule for 42 months or 3.5 years. Now notice what it says he will do. Verse 4, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now wait, this man is going to sit in the temple of God? The Antichrist is going to sit in the temple of God? If there's no temple to sit in, he can't do that. So John's told to measure the temple 42 months before the Battle of Armageddon and the Second Coming. And now then the Apostle Paul says that the Antichrist will sit in the temple and he will exalt himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God claiming to be God. The Bible calls this event the abomination of desolation. Other places it calls it the abomination that maketh desolate. And the Apostle Paul describes it most fully when he says that the Antichrist will sit in the temple of God. Can you sit in a temple if there's no temple to sit in? Of course not. He will sit in the temple of God, showing himself to be God, exalting himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. The Bible calls that the abomination of desolation. And Jesus said the abomination of desolation will happen halfway through the final 7-year period, or 3.5 years before the Battle of Armageddon and the second coming of Jesus to the earth. Now, let's go back to our article that we read originally. They are building a train system right now to take people to the temple not yet built. President Trump is trying to negotiate a peace deal between Arabs and Jews, which will solve the dispute over the Temple Mount. It will place the Temple Mount under a sharing arrangement. How do we know? Well, we just read it in Revelation 11, verse 1 through 2. Measure the temple and those that worship therein. Don't measure the outer court. It's going to be under Gentile control. Where the temple sits will be under Jewish control. Where the Gentiles are in control at the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Gentiles are in control. So it paints a picture of a peace agreement. They solve the dispute over the Temple Mount by giving the Jews part of it, placing it under a sharing arrangement, and then also allowing the Muslims to keep control of the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock. This has already been proposed, ladies and gentlemen. Now remember, these prophecies are 2,000 years old, and yet here we are in 2017, and we read the news today, and there's a train being built for the explicit purpose of taking Jews to the Temple Mount, to their temple, to fulfill the scripture, which says you're supposed to go up to the temple three times a year. Passover, Pentecost, Feast of Tabernacles. You're supposed to go three times a year. So they're making the preparation right now. At the same time, the Temple Institute is building all the furniture, and they now have completed that project. There's one more thing that has to happen. Before the Jews can actually go up to the sanctuary of the Lord, the Bible teaches that they have to kill a red heifer without blemish of the third year, burn her body, take the ashes, mingle it with water, and people have to wash in those ashes to be purified from having been to a funeral home, for having walked through a cemetery, for having been in a hospital when someone died, for ever being in the close proximity of death. The only cure for that, according to Numbers chapter 19, is this red heifer, the ashes of a red heifer, mingle with water, and the person washes in this, separates himself 7 days, then they will be clean. So all this is playing out right now, and the Temple Institute in 2015 launched a project with an expert cattle raiser in Israel, and they're attempting to produce the required red heifer right now. So, is this the end time? You decide. Look at all these things converging. Are they accidental? Or is it all by divine providence? Does this all indicate that you and I will very soon now welcome Jesus Christ back to this earth? I absolutely believe that is what this indicates. I am so enthralled when I see these prophecies right in front of my eyes in today's news. This one, yesterday's news. When I see this, and we see it all the time, there's hardly a week ever passes. Most of the time, there's hardly a day that passes that we don't bring an article to this microphone and share it with you, which substantiates exactly what the prophecies say for this time. The Bible says we've been given a sure word of prophecy. And Jesus said, I tell you these things so that when you see them come to pass, you might believe. I don't believe a person can study the prophecies of the Bible without believing. We have a course called Understanding the End Time. It's 14 one-hour DVDs. We prove where the United States is in the Bible, Great Britain, Germany, Russia. We talk about the coming one world government presently being nurtured through globalization and through all of the world government efforts, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization. All of the world is moving toward a one world governmental system right now. It's prophesied in the Bible. When we see these things, it is Almighty God saying to you and me, I'm getting ready to come back. Jesus said, concerning all these prophecies, learn this lesson. When you see these things coming to pass, then know that this generation that sees these things will not pass until everything, including my second coming, is fulfilled. So we live here right now. I've said to you many times, I'm not here to tell you the end time is coming. I'm here to tell you absolutely, you are in the end time right now. Now, a lot of people say, oh, we can't know anything like that for sure. Jesus said, when you see these things, then know that the generation that sees these things will not pass until everything is fulfilled. What a privilege for you and me to live in the day of the wrap-up, the end time. Now, I can't tell you today exactly when it's going to be. I can tell you, though, that when they sign the peace agreement that President Trump is working on right now, once they sign that agreement that will create a Palestinian state and put the Temple Mount under a sharing arrangement, that is the prophesied treaty that will launch the final 7 years. Then we will know we have 7 years left to the second coming of Jesus Christ. If you've never been through our Understand the End Time series, don't wait another day. I believe it's mandatory for every person on the planet because you're walking along blindfolded if you've never been through that series. You can call us right now. The number to call is 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. We got a brand new magazine coming out very soon. You don't want to miss that one, so subscribe to the magazine when you call. One more time, 1-800-END-TIME, or you can go to endtime.com.
Have you always wanted to know more about Bible prophecy? Well, now you can. Attend a prophecy conference hosted by End of the Ages, Irvin Baxter. Call 1-800-END-TIME or go to endtime.com/events to see when Irvin will be at a location near you.